Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us now, Vinny, to talk about what's happening in the National Football League. Former Dolphin NFL Insider for Radio.com. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. Let's bring back to the program former Dolphin Channing Crowder. Channing, good morning.
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Doing all right. Appreciate your time. And I know you're a busy guy, so we thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday. Cam Newton, it looks like he's about to be released by the Panthers today. Former league MVP, took his team to the Super Bowl back in the 2015 season. What do you think, Channing? What's the best fit for him, assuming that he's 100% and ready to roll the way that he used to?
That's the biggest problem with Cam, and especially what's going on now with this, with the corona and the quarantine stuff. It's trying to make sure he's healthy. If this guy's healthy, just think about San Diego. They don't have a quarterback. I was thinking Chicago with that system, with Nagy, seeing how they try to use Mitch Trubisky, but then they bring in Nick Foles, trade from the Jaguars. So I think that's off the table. But any team that wants to go out there, and have question at quarterback, Cam is a guy I don't think is going to go anywhere, and he shouldn't have to back up anyone if he's healthy, but we never know. Does he need a little redshirt gear? Does he need a little medical redshirt gear to get ready for it? The main thing with Cam is, and I think teams are very iffy about, is if he's Cam of, like you brought it up, 2015. Cam, I love Cam Newton. I love Cam Newton when they when they got rid of him out of Florida, when he threw a computer out his window, whatever he did at Florida. I've loved Cam Newton's play. I've loved his ability. We've seen it year after year. But that kind of guy breaks down. We saw with RG3, it broke down after his first year, that knee, when Lodi Nada knocked his knee and bent him in half and, kind of ended his run in the NFL. But I think the main thing with Cam is getting into teams that they can get their hands on him and see if he's healthy, because I love him, but if he's not healthy, I think he might have to take a backup role this year just with the circumstances he's in. He's not getting a $20 million deal. I think somebody's going to bring him in 1-2 years, a tester deal just to see what he's about. But any of these teams need a quarterback, guys. Like I'm saying, I'm hoping it's San Diego so that they don't jump the Dolphins for Tua, and that's my biggest fear right now, that San Diego tries to go up and get Tua after Cincinnati takes Burrow at number one.
Now, Channing, what do you think about what's best for Jadeveon Clowney? Because I would like, if he's going to do a one-year deal, I'd love for him to be at the Ravens.
Oh, he would destroy that Ravens system. They could stand him up, play a little outside backer, get him down playing the four technique. That would be a great, great place for him to be with that system, that 3-4 they've been running, for years, back when Ray and Terrell Suggs and those boys were there. But, Jadeveon, I'm surprised there's not a bigger request on the market for him. As fast as Kyle Van Noy went out, the Dolphins gave him 50. As fast as some of these, defensive end, Ogbah, just the Dolphin guys we're bringing in. And for Jadeveon to still be out on the market and still, they're not really trying to give him a Von Miller deal. They're not trying to give him a J.J. Watt deal. For some reason, they don't trust him like that. And I know the injuries piled up in the past, but what, three-time Pro Bowler, I want to say? Jadeveon Clowney can play some football, fellas. So I'm with you on the Ravens. Any team that has a guy opposite of him or has a scheme that can get him one-on-one, because there's not a lot of people that can block Jadeveon one-on-one. Now, in the run game, we've seen him, the biggest player of his career was hitting that guy when he was at South Carolina. It was a Michigan running back. He's not a great run stopper. He can pass rush his tail off. Get him in the system with somebody else on the other side of him. Get him in a system where they can create one-on-ones, because a one-on-one situation, that's what he's going to eat. That's when he's going to be great. I would love him for the Ravens. any what was it, the diverse system. I know the Patriots aren't going to pay crazy money for him. We can't take him to the Dolphins. We just paid a bunch of people. But anybody that has multiples of defense where you can move them around, get them inside the four technique, let them fight that guard a little bit, move them outside the backer, make them fight those tackles, even get them off the ball, move them around different places, deeper the coordinator that's smart enough and a system that's in-depth enough where you can really take advantage of his athleticism and one-on-one ability to beat a guy in, you know, pass rush. I like the Ravens too. Any team with a smart coordinator that doesn't think my system works, that's what we're going to do. I remember Paul Pasqualoni was my coach 1 year, and it was a terrible defense I was on. I think it had something to do with him. The first meeting, he came in and said, my system works. If it doesn't, y'all are doing it wrong. That's the total wrong approach to coaching in the NFL. These are the best athletes in the world. I wanted Davion to go somewhere where a guy can utilize what he does well and hide his inefficiencies. If they have him in pass coverage, he's going to get embarrassed out there in the flat. Let him rush. Let him fight. Let him win one-on-ones.
Now, Channing, what did you think when Tom Brady went to Tampa?
It was surprising. I was raised a Buccaneer fan. That was the last team my dad played for. I lived in Tampa till I was 10. So surprised. But I swore Tom would want to go to a bigger venue, a bigger market. I was talking about Vegas for a while with Mayock and Gruden and now Brady. I was thinking about that. L.A. Chargers moving out there, especially when they got rid of Phillip. Now you're going to L.A. His wife's a supermodel. They're in California. He's a California guy. I thought the L.A. Chargers would be a mix. When he picked Tampa, it was surreal. And my man Jeff Darlington, we were both at UF together. We're pretty good friends. Jeff was saying it for months. Brady is not going back to New England. He's not going back to New England. And none of us believed him. Because why would Brady leave New England to go to Tampa? Why would he leave even to the Miami? Miami had about 2 days of, you know, some trash and back and forth with Brady.
Right.
Why would he leave New England to go there? Terry Bradshaw just came out. He's getting criticized for, you know, getting on Brady's move, saying it was ego-driven and all that. I think a lot of things in our life is ego-driven. You have to make a decision for you, your family, what's best for your health, what's best for your mental health. You know, like Marshawn Lynch, take care of your missiles and your chicken. You know, you got to take care of your missiles. So the thing with Brady, I think it has something to do with ego. But I just think if you're married to a lady that father's a billionaire and she has all the money in the world, but sooner or later you get tired of just going on vacations. You want something new. You just don't want the same old stuff, even if the perks come with it. Being in New England with Brady and Belichick, you always have a chance to win a Super Bowl. And Brady knows that. If he went back this year, they would go deep in the playoffs. Everybody knows that. So for Brady to make the decision to go to a team that hasn't been to the Super Bowl, even deep in the playoffs, what was that, with Sapp and Simeon Rice and Derrick Brooks and John Lynch, those guys are old right now, thinking about Tampa's last successful year. So for him to decide on that, and when he went and put the pen to paper, I saw it from then as it was way more than football to him. I'm sure he wants to be successful in Tampa. I'm sure he wants to prove that he can do it without Belichick. You know, Belichick-Brady combination was amazing. Let's see what they do by themselves. But I think it was a challenge for him, and I believe that Brady just wanted to try something new because he's been with the Patriots. Everybody knows it for 20 years. Get out there. Go with a coach that's pretty much opposite. If you think about it, Belichick to Bruce Arians. Bruce, he did a thing with Outside the Lines, where every Friday he invites his players to come sit on his porch with him and drink whiskey if they want to. He don't want you to be in the facility. You think Bill Belichick has anybody coming to his house to drink whiskey in the backyard? You better not call Bill Belichick on a Friday and they talking about drinking no whiskey. I just think the difference, man. I think the change in scenery, the change in administrators, the change in, you know, all the executives. I just think Brady got kind of fed up, even with the success. I think he got fed up with that kind of dictatorship, the Patriot way, which everybody tried to talk about, the Patriot way. I believe Tom Brady, it's crazy to say, got tired of the Patriot way and wants to go try something else.
Channing Crowder, NFL insider for Radio.com. He's brought to us by 5-Hour Energy Shots. Channing, you mentioned Tua Tagovailoa in a lot of mock drafts, have him going 5 to the Dolphins. The video snippet that came out yesterday with him doing the cones, how impressive was he there? And are you concerned as a former Dolphin and a Dolphin for life that a team might move up and try to get him ahead of you guys?
Yeah, that's my fear, man. I just brought up a little earlier with San Diego. When they got rid of Phillip and then – there were so many guys on the market. You start seeing Teddy sign with Carolina, and Cam's on the market now. And then you see Nick go to Chicago, and you just see these quarterbacks coming off the board. Tannehill signed $118 million for Tannehill. Tannehill has made $250 million and went to deep in the playoff one time. Like, Tannehill's off the board. These guys start – Mariota went to Oakland. These guys start going off the board, and I'm sitting there, and I'm concerned with San Diego. One pick behind the Dolphins at six, jumping up there. Who is it? The Lions at three. The Giants at four.
Giants at four.
Either of them need a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? That's where San Diego – I have fear of San Diego jumping. But Tua, we made the mistake of worrying about injury so much when we picked the Dolphins, speaking of, picked Dante Culpepper over Drew Brees. And we remember how that worked out. I was on that team. Dante came in, big old dude, knee injury, little bitty 5'11", with torn up shoulder quarterback comes into the facility to work out, and Saban picks the big guy. And the story is he stands up and says, give me the big guy. And now Drew Brees is Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl champion, and Dante Culpepper's been retired now playing golf. I see him all the time down here in South Florida. So to be so fearful of injury, I hope they don't make that same decision with Tua. They wanted Tua. They evaluated Tua. If, I don't know if y'all follow it, you know how y'all follow it up there, but the owner went to Tua's game, the national championship game or the semifinal game. The owner of the Dolphins was there with the general manager, with the head coach. They've been on Tua for a while. He tears his hip up, and now you can't just get away from him. Evaluate him. Get your doctors in there. This isn't 1918. This isn't back in the, you know, even the 80s when Bo Jackson tore his hip up. This is 2020. Get an MRI. Get an X-ray. See if this guy's going to come back. You know, hope for the best and take a chance on an injured player. Tom Brady's torn his ACL. Adrian Peterson torn his ACL. Like, you could come back off injuries and be great still. Evaluate Tua, but don't change your plans for injury. And I do not want guys, anybody to jump up and get Tua Tagovailoa. If that was your plan, stick with it. Don't get scared off by a hip injury. Football has a 100% injury rate. I love Tua. I love the throws he can make. I've watched him a bunch at Alabama because, you know, being a Florida guy, I'm a big SEC guy. I watched him a bunch at Alabama. Tua can be special. This day and age in the NFL, you've seen shorter quarterbacks do it. Wilson can do it. Brees has done it. You see Kyler Murray, who I'm excited to have in with DeAndre Hopkins out of Arizona now. He can do it. Tua's a six-foot guy. Let this hip come back. If you have to give him a red shirt year, give him a red shirt year. Let him sit out and get the hip 100%. The Dolphins, we're cool with Fitzpatrick. I like Fitzpatrick. He's not going to win you 12 games. He'll get to between 8 and 10 wins. That's his career if you look at it. He's a 500 quarterback or a little better. But whatever it takes to get that franchise quarterback, because we've had over 20 quarterbacks start for the Dolphins since Dan Marino retired. And the only one that did anything and made any noise was Chad Pennington in 2008. And we got the hell beat out of us by the Baltimore Ravens. That's why I bring it up. Ed Reed, two picks, one pick six, went crazy. Ray was on it. T-Sizzle was on there. And that was the only success we've had and the only quarterback that really made some noise since Marino. We have to find the next guy. I love Chase Young. I love the tackle out of Georgia. I love the big tackle that ran the 5-1 with Mackey, whatever his name is. I love those guys. If you do not have a franchise quarterback in the NFL, you cannot win. We saw it with the 49ers this year when everybody in their Super Bowl guys, how many people were waiting for Patrick Mahomes to have his big moment? We knew he can do it. We knew that top quarterback can go out there and give you 21 points in a quarter if he needs to. I don't like the NFL headed that way. I'm a Bucs fan from back in the day with those great defenses. Ravens, I love defense. I'm a defensive-minded guy. This day and age in football, if you do not have a franchise guy, it is impossible to win the big game, and that's what I want the Dolphins to do. Stick to Tua, get to it, do whatever it takes to maximize his ability, and hopefully he can be the guy that makes us forget about Dan Marino in South Florida.
Radio.com, NFL Insider, Channing Crowder. Channing, we appreciate your time. You be healthy out there, and we'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Yes, sir, man. This quarantine makes you find out if you love your family or not, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right, thanks, Channing.
Have a good one, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.